Welcome to Rob's Rex. I'm your host, Robert Zirk. Today on the show, we're talking bargain hunting, hypotheticals, and a massive worldwide metro system. Find out what it's all about. Plus, I've got some great tunes for you. Stay tuned. Rob's Rex begin now. Welcome back to Rob's Rex. It's National Bargain Hunting Week. So I figured for the budget conscious of us out there, I'd share three techniques or tips that I use when I'm trying to find bargains, because things are expensive nowadays. Everyone wants to save a little bit of money. So here are three of my bargain hunting tips. My first tip is to treat your grocery shopping like the stock market. You want to buy your food when it's at a low price or when it's on sale, and if the price is too high, then you're eating something else that week. One way that I do this is I keep track of the things that I purchase most often, and then I comparison shop just with three stores. The first supermarket is the most convenient, and sometimes they can have some deals, but oftentimes, you're paying a little bit more for the sake of convenience. The second one is located a little bit further from me, and they tend to have better prices in general, but it's just a little bit further away to get to. And then the third store is sort of a wholesale club where they sell a lot of any particular item, and sometimes, by virtue of buying so much of something, you can actually get a reasonably good deal that way, especially if you're going to be buying that much at a regular supermarket anyway. As much as this is a little bit of extra work, it's a way that you can start to have a more concrete idea of what an average price might be for something that you're purchasing. And that'll help you the next time you end up doing a more spontaneous grocery trip. You can kind of get a better sense of, okay, am I overpaying for this? Or would this actually be a good time to make this purchase? One really simple way that you can do this without even going the whole spreadsheet route is next time you go to the grocery store, don't buy anything that's not on sale. Just stick to food that has been marked down in some way, whether there's a sale or whether the best before date is coming up, so there's a markdown that way, and just try to use that as a rule to save money on your next shopping trip. The second tip I'd recommend is use a comparison shopping website. And for myself, before I click the checkout button, I'll go to one or two of my go-to comparison websites and just double check to make sure that I'm getting the lowest price possible. And the third tip is specific actually to Amazon. So there's a website called Camel Camel Camel, and it tracks the prices of items that are on Amazon. So you can get an alert in your email or through Twitter if prices drop on a particular item. You can also see a chart. There we go with the stock market analogy again. You can see a chart of the price history of a product that you're searching for on Amazon. It's a good way to see if you're absolutely getting the best price. So check that out. CamelCamelCamel.com is the website for that. And I want to pass this question over to you. What are some of your bargain hunting tips? What are some tips and tricks that you use to save money in your everyday life? I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. Call in on Anchor, or you can tweet me with the hashtag RobsRex. Welcome back to Rob's Rex. When faced with a given scenario, what would you do? That's the idea behind hypotheticals, and some really well-known ones have been published by author and essayist Chuck Klosterman. He released 23 hypotheticals as part of his 2003 book Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs in a section titled 23 Questions I Ask Everybody I Meet in Order to Decide If I Can Really Love Them. So these questions became very popular, and he followed this up with Hypertheticals, which is a set of another 50 hypothetical questions. I think hypotheticals can be a fascinating way to gain insight into someone's personality or point of view, so I want to relay one of Chuck's hypotheticals, and I'm curious as to what you think. I'll share my answer in a future episode of Rob's Rex, but I'm curious as to what you would do in this scenario. So here's the setup. So you have two choices. The first choice, you get to spend a year in Europe with a monthly budget of $2,000, Or the second choice is you get to spend 10 minutes on the moon. So you've won a contest. Those are the prizes that you can choose. Which one do you choose? I'm curious to know your answer. Call in to the station via Anchor, or you can tweet me your answer using the hashtag RobsRex. Welcome back to RobsRex. Speaking of hypotheticals, how about what if the entire world was covered by a metro system? The YouTube channel Geography Now recently put out a video, and I'll put a link to it on Anchor, that discussed exactly that. So it would be a massive subway network going worldwide and across oceans when necessary. And yes, the video does take into consideration just how realistic this really would be, and what resources would be necessary to make this happen. So it's not all pie-in-the-sky thinking, but yeah, it's pretty unlikely. It would take an awful lot to actually make this happen. I myself really like metro systems. I've used the subways in Toronto, Montreal, and Chicago. If by chance the idea wound up being practical, I'd consider using a subway to travel the world as opposed to flying. It's a really interesting video. Hopefully you get a chance to check it out. And I want to ask you the question now. If this were ever built, would you ride a metro system that spanned the entire globe? I think the author of the hypothetical map has tried to cover as much ground as possible, but is it even feasible from where you live? Maybe it wouldn't even make sense to take the subway. What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear them. Give me a call on the station via Anchor, or you can tweet me using the hashtag RobsRex. And that's a wrap on today's episode of RobsRex. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, I love hearing your feedback about the show, so if you want to call in, if you're listening via Anchor, feel free to do so. You can also send me a tweet using the hashtag RobsRex. And if you want to listen to any of the past episodes of RobsRex, or if you want the complete playlist, it might be sporadically updated, but I'll try to keep it as complete as possible, of all the songs that I've played on RobsRex. You can find a Spotify playlist there, you can find old Anchor episodes there. The website is robsrex.com. Again, that's RobsRex.com. And I want to give a quick thank you to everyone who's tuned in to the first two shows last week or sent me some words of encouragement. Thank you so much. It really means a lot to me. I really enjoy doing this, so hopefully you enjoy listening to the program. With that said, my name is Robert Zirk. Thank you again so much for listening, and until next time, be kind to one another.